Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Here's Coyle. He scores!
Oh, Coyle.
It looks like the challenge here.
What is the purpose of this rule?
How long does this go on? How long should it go on? If you got to look at it this long, give it up.
You find something or you don't. 3 minutes. So now you're looking for something.
Rebound. Gordon Hayward for two.
We don't need to debate whether Gordon Hayward is back or not.
Are you 100% back? Do you even think about your ankle anymore?
He's back. He's back.
Hopefully you guys can stop asking me questions about that.
I just put up 39 points. Yeah. I'm fine.
The game has changed, JB. And what people said can't happen, I guarantee it's happening right now. I watched the Baltimore Ravens physically punch the New England Patriots in the mouth.
Well, you must think we doing boxing. You think you can knock out the champs.
You the champ.
You get the number one seed. No, it don't work like that.
Right now.
Well, you always doubt them. They always come through. They're the best defense in the history of the league.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm telling you, if you get tired next Wednesday, just do a couple of Ray Lewis impressions.
See, I know you do that.
Just get real.
Do not do this.
It pumps you up.
No.
I just watch your whole body language and
it's
you just get
you,
amazing. Lights you up.
He's got everybody fooled. He's got everybody conned. He's really a con man.
He's a preacher.
I'm not sure what he is.
I don't think he's an ordained minister or anything, is he? But he just sounds like a preacher.
I would go to the Ray Lewis Church of Jesus Christ in Latter-day Saints.
Latter-day Saints, yeah.
I mean, what would a religion look like if Ray Lewis was the main guy?
Oh, my God.
You ever seen the Righteous Gemstones?
Would they have valet parking for the limos?
Everybody gets
so
to watch soon.
Go out and show them that I'm a different creature now.
Oh, man. Next Wednesday, he's doing the 25 for 25. If you missed it, we'll have a lot of great guests. And Big fella's going around the clock, and he's going to co-host all of the shows.
I'm going to find out who my real friends are that day, because there are going to be some late night phone calls. I'm going to find out who is really part of the Wolf Pack.
I love Teddy.
I'm
going to answer it.
Yeah.
Can you tell
if, yes.
I'm here for you, although I'm a deep sleeper. And sometimes I don't hear
that
it.
That was cold-blooded.
Phone by my bed.
There you go.
Nightstand. Sometimes I can't hear it. I'm a deep sleeper.
See, I like that. That is a great way of doing it. I'm there for you, buddy. Friend, I'm there for you. Oh, by the way, I'm a heavy sleeper.
So if he doesn't answer... It's because, listen.
But he's got an out. He already told you he would do it.
He said he will do it, but hey, I may sleep through the ringtone.
I will too, but I probably will sleep through the ringtone. That's a great excuse he just gave me. That's
it really was.
So we're doing that next Wednesday. Tomorrow night, we're doing this roundtable. We do it every year, and we're doing it over at Encore Boston Harbor. Tomorrow, we're all going to be over there. So we're going to do our normal show for 3 hours, 1 through to 5 o'clock, and then they're throwing you out. Right, Christian, you're out.
Very irritating.
Lou and I stay there, and they bring Greg Hill in.
What?
And they bring Rich Keefe into the show.
I have a complaint.
You have a concern? We haven't done the show yet.
So our show is from 2 to 6, right?
Yes.
So from our very important 5 to 6 hour, we have guests.
Correct. We're bringing in Greg Hill
and Rich Keefe.
Rich Keefe.
It's still our show, correct?
Oh, it's absolutely our show.
So why is the morning producer telling me the topics?
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
You just ignore him.
I think our producer should tell us the topics.
Absolutely.
I think we have a very good idea of what the topics will be.
We know exactly what we're doing
from 5
tomorrow.
To 6. Let's not overthink it. It's 1 hour, and we know exactly what we want to talk about. We don't need another producer producing our show for us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, Curtis. Hold on. Has Curtis dictated like topics for the show? I haven't heard this.
Do you want to hear some of them?
Sure.
Number one, bowling.
Is there a chicken
right,
there?
Right. Sound like a chicken.
That's my favorite soundbite.
What are the topics?
I'm sorry, I'm with it. Go ahead, Tom.
The first bullet point, current predictions for Brady's future.
Ooh. Oh, let's give it
haven't
right
done
now.
That one yet.
He will play in Philadelphia
good.
In 2 weeks.
I'm going to give him to the end of the year.
End of the year.
So okay. The first segment is predicting. Okay.
We're not doing that.
There's more. We've done.
What's the second boring
next.
Topic?
We're not
also,
doing that one.
In the opening segment for the 5 p.m. hour, what are the issues that could derail a Patriots Super Bowl run?
Ooh. Ooh. Another great topic.
I'm scared. No, we're not doing that.
Is there
what's
a third topic?
Okay, no,
the
first two.
The last topic for the opening segment. Who is the biggest threat to the Patriots?
Ooh, this Kansas the opening City. Segment? Kansas City. I'll go with Kansas City.
That is segment number one.
Baltimore.
Okay, that's all in segment one?
That's all segment one.
What's segment
two? Well, hold on a second.
Three topics in the first. Okay.
Who is all right, so we're not doing anything.
We're not doing anything.
We're going to kibosh that.
We got topics.
Here's my
we have our own agenda, right?
I would like to talk about, you know, the Malcolm Butler thing. We would go back and forth. Yeah. I would also like to play this sound and discuss it. This was, so Greg Hill announced that Tom Brady bought a house, right?
Yes.
He did. He broke that story. No, he broke it on the air, I thought.
I saw it on Twitter.
He broke the story.
Broke the story on air.
And then got Greenwich, upset that nobody gave him credit for the story.
Oh, did he? I didn't hear that.
Because it was his story. He broke it. So he was, when is someone going to give me credit for this story?
Oh.
When are people going to say that I'm the one that broke it? But yet, on Monday, it didn't seem like he wanted to own the story when he asked Tom about it.
I know the we spend a lot of time, as you know, analyzing every little thing about you. So I wanted to, and I know you also like to keep some of your private stuff private. But any comment on this? Some of these reports that are floating around that you guys may have purchased a home in the New England region, or
yeah.
All right, so
some people say
you can't try to take ownership and get mad at people for not giving you credit for the report. And then when you have the opportunity to present it, say some of these reports and rumors.
Good.
Don't you, right?
So do you want to put this as topic one in that first?
I think that's topic one.
Topic one. Let's write that down, Tyler. Topic one. Send a duplicate email to Curtis. That is topic number one.
Topic two is sports opinion shaming.
Sports opinion shaming is topic two.
Wait, sports opinion shaming.
Shaming. Yeah.
Okay.
Topic two.
Curiosity.
I'm kind of irritated that I'm not part of this, but okay.
You will be if you're done silent.
No, I will be
hitting
the tables.
You did a good job of waiting an hour before you go back on for an hour.
This sucks.
We do get the better deal on that. You know that, right?
I hate this.
We do 4 hours, you end up doing.
There is good news for me, though.
It's our show, so we should produce it.
I'm taking the Encore bus.
Ooh.
I'm going to hop on the Encore bus. It leaves out of Foxborough. So I'm hopping. Yeah, because, you know, Mom was going to meet me up there. We're going to have a little dinner. You guys were invited to invite your wives, but nobody wanted to take it. So we're doing it solo.
You watch. Nobody wants to do it. He's going to find, like, a bus buddy, and they're going to sit there playing cards all the way to Encore.
Why would I not?
You're going to be sick next to a guy that's going to have a book that says, like, Blackjack for Dummies. I love
totally
going
fine
to the
with
casino.
It. Totally fine with it.
Flying to Vegas, and everybody's got their Blackjack books out.
You know, they're advertising. There's going to be some grandma, grandpa. We heard they got penny slots.
I've got
there.
$25.
Where's the buffet? I heard you can eat all you want at the buffet. I can't wait, doggone it. I'm taking the bus.
Some good Keno talk.
Who wants to take the bus with me?
What's your favorite number in Keno?
Why don't you guys take the bus with me? I'm not taking the bus.
I love the bus from Marshfield.
They get free parking over there now, right? Valet.
I'm gonna take the 11 o'clock bus from Foxborough. Yep. It gets there at 12:30. If anyone would like to meet me at the bus,
there'll be people
at the bus stop. I don't know where the bus stop is.
Be careful now.
Place.
Be careful.
All right, hold on. I'll be the one.
Yeah.
I'll be the one with a big orange flag and be like one of those tour guides.
Listen, Paulie from Dedham, if you're listening, go down to Foxborough. What? Drive him. You can sit right next to him for an hour and a half.
No, I want. Where's Albert at? Albert. Anyone? Paulie. It doesn't matter. If you want to hop a ride with me on the Encore bus, I'm going to take the 11 a.m. Encore bus to the Encore Hotel, okay, where you can sit, watch us. You can watch the show. You can gamble, have some dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk sports. Here's
my new man.
There you go. House, where's house at? House should be there.
House in Dorchester. It'd be good.
House, big house.
House is going to drive to Foxborough so he can drive back.
Is there a bus in Dorchester
to
Foxborough so he can take a bus back?
The first person.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you take the bus over to the boat and then take the boat? And then they have a boat that goes over there.
Where's the boat go?
Nice ferry.
Nice ferry little ferry boat.
Where do you get the boat?
Get right down at the wharf. Why would I get
the Patriot Place is 2 minutes away from my house.
Yeah, but you want more people. You're like the Pied Piper heading to Encore.
No, that bus is going to be packed. 11 a.m. bus. You're going to get there at 12:30, have a little lunch. Maybe we can talk shop. Hey, I'll tell you what. It'll be story time by 4:00.
You were just like the common folk. It's amazing. You're a common folk.
I'm going to do the conference call.
Stories.
I'm going to do the conference call from the bus.
Right, hold on. Lou and I got some work to do. What is our second segment? What are the topics on our second segment?
Segment number two.
How much does Greg enjoy sports talk radio because it's different from what he was doing before.
It is different.
Right? The calls are different. What's the attitude is like? Different.
Who do you hate the most?
Who do you hate the most?
Hey, I got an idea. I got a game they can play. Let's play Kill, Marry, You Know What with Greg Hill. Greg Hill has to play with us, with our show.
Okay, I like
He's got to play Kill, Marry, yeah. You Know What.
When we talk about the F, Marry, Kill, like,
yes.
And then not appropriate.
And we can do that. We can ask you guys, or I can ask the same question to Danielle, because she's on with me from 6 to 7.
I like that.
So Danielle's got to answer the
Topic
question.
Topic 2 in the
Topic
books.
Topic 2 in the books. Done. There we go.
Maybe Sean Corrali could join you then.
So we only have one other segment, right?
We do. We actually have a full hour outlined here. Full of topics.
Wow, okay. Is that how we produce
the
show?
No,
it's
throw those.
Wait, are there no?
Throw more.
Does Curtis
Lou
like
and
our,
I have given
does,
you the.
Does these Curtis are the, have our opinions okay. written down too.
These are the topics.
Oh bleep!
We're expressing the topics right now. We're doing the tease. We're doing the promotion.
Wait, hold on. Is
people
want
to hear? They don't want to hear us talk about old rehashed stuff, do we?
This is the 5 o'clock hour right now. These are the same people who will be listening tomorrow night, so we're giving them a preview of what's coming up tomorrow night.
In segment number two tomorrow, it says 5:27 Eastern, Lou reads a letter from a fan about Butler benching.
What letter are you talking about? The letter I have?
The Butler benching.
Hold on.
The letter that they sent. The guy sent.
We're not reading.
I have that letter.
Oh, no.
Wait, where is it? Here it is. I'll read it to you right now. You won't have to do it.
Yeah.
Things to do, and this is addressed to Lou Maloney.
Now you pissed Curtis off.
Bill Belichick's son, Steve, was working with the defensive backs when Malcolm Butler called Robert Kraft a cheap son of a bitch for not paying him. This comment got back to Bill Belichick. Malcolm Butler did not play in the Super Bowl. There's more. Being disrespectful at the highest level is not tolerable. Reporters who cover the he misspelled team, and then he wrote in parentheses, team, have ears but not mouths. There's your story. There's your third segment gone in the books.
Well, give it, it's better than some of the ones we get where somebody was hitting on somebody's wife or girlfriend, right? We've seen those before,
yes.
too, and that's why
I just ruined
and that's
segment.
Why Malcolm Butler wasn't here anymore because he was hitting on somebody's wife or girlfriend.
We got segments.
Was that the letter he was talking about? The letter
yes.
That,
the one you read. It's too late. We already
or we
read.
We can play the sound. Today,
we already read that. Yeah, then you'll be on our show tomorrow.
Yeah, people still write me letters about why Malcolm Butler was benched.
All right, so you want to become the face of Malcolm Butler. Have you realized that?
That's fine with me.
No, I think you kind of enjoy it.
This is like JFK.
And you are Kevin Costner, like down,
I make,
back
I make
and
him
to the
movie.
Left,
yes.
back and to the
yeah.
left.
Yeah,
you're
a single
that guy?
Shooter. I don't believe it.
All right, what's the final segment topic that Curtis has?
The final segment.
My advice was to have a little bit more disagreement.
What? There could be a disagreement on this topic. Where will Mookie Betts play in 2020?
Oh, God. Who cares?
Are they really shoehorning a freaking baseball segment?
No, we're not doing a baseball segment.
Yeah,
we're
a four-hour show.
No, we're not doing it.
We're going to shoehorn a
the first
at the end?
Got three big topics. What are we
so
doing?
Wait, so why don't they, wait, so that's going to be our lead-in. So my lead-in is where the hell, I almost said the wrong word. I almost said the F word.
Yeah.
I almost said it. I almost said it.
Save that for next Wednesday.
Ryan, get ready. Ryan, get ready. So that's going to be our lead-in. Mookie Betts?
Yeah.
Mookie Betts, where, I don't, guess what?
Don't worry about it.
I want you to talk about Florida stories and gators invading people's homes. And school teachers sleeping
There's
with their students.
There's got to be a good story of someone getting like impregnated by a camel.
Sure.
Yes.
There's something like that they're going to get into.
Right.
I mean, maybe there was some legislation that's going on in some town. Maybe there's a bike law where guys aren't allowed to ride their bikes on the sidewalk. Maybe do that story. I would like to see your opinion
talk
on
about
that
the
one.
Tea.
Yeah.
Talk about the right, that's tomorrow night. We'll do it from 5 to 6. And then you're on from 6 to 7. Who are you on with?
This is the Greg Hill Show.
I am on with Wiggy. Danielle and Mutt.
No, Dale.
Oh, no, is it Dale? they of course, they had to have one adult. Dale's the adult. They made sure we had one
Poor
adult.
Dale.
Poor Dale. Me, Wiggy, and Danielle. And Dale's going to sit there and try to control the situation? Oh, there are squirrel moments galore. Do I have a rundown for what we're doing for that show? Nobody gives a crap about that show. Nobody gives a crap. It's all about you guys.
My English paper do.
Let Curtis put a rundown for that show.
But we need somebody.
To, put the
don't
run,
don't we need somebody? Because isn't it a tradition for this roundtable? Didn't one year
for there to be a fight?
Kirk and Holly were yes, screaming at each other
that
and fighting.
That was Hagler and Hearns right off the bat.
That was unbelievable. Was like, right out of the bat.
That was I was there. I was on that show. I was lucky to be in the 5-6 hour.
Who are you doing?
I didn't say a word. I didn't say anything. It was. I remember they both looked at me. I was like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, I can't help either
no,
one of you.
No, you were smart. You stayed out of it.
I let it breathe. So is that what we're going to get? Are we going to air any grievances? I mean, No, there's no. There are no grievances.
You heard the topics.
Okay. I'll be there.
They won't be the topics.
God, I gotta,
you heard the topics.
I got to think about this Mookie Betts thing overnight.
Jeez, me too.
I'm not sure. I'm on the fence with this one.
I'm all over the place.
I don't know. All right, we're going to
Hold on. Wait, do you want to hear how I contributed last year? Oh, it was 2 years ago.
Was this two the fight ago, the Kirk and Holly fight?
Well, this is how I contribute during these roundtables.
Okay.
All right, and let's get right to it. Kirk, what do you have to say for yourself? Kirk, answer the question.
Issues.
Some peer problems? Some good, you know, husband-wife time, but no. Wait, Joe, you can't make him take a lap?
No, I'm only allowed 14 words. This doesn't count. But I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. I think if this was good. Are you good now? You guys like each other now?
That was an hour.
That was your entire hour. That was an hour.
And you could have cut out all of that.
I tell you what, if you can do that next week for 25 hours, this will be the easiest show you've ever done.
I remember
when
I was doing that show, Joey kept like clapping his hand like this. He's like, pay attention. Pay attention. It's like I was in trouble. It's like, will you look at the screen?
Please clap.
Pay attention. All right, so Tyler, just throw all those topics out. We're not going with those topics.
Who's gonna run the show though? Hold on. Who's in the one chair, Lou? Ooh, both guys. Guys think they invented sports talk radio.
Lou and I are. Actually, it's our show. It's our shift, right?
I don't know. I think there needs to be some sort of competition. Yeah. Thank you, Ryan.
No,
yeah.
I'm with you. Who brings us in and out?
Yes. Who does that?
I don't know. You have to ask Joey.
It's your show, but it really isn't Joey. Your show anymore.
No, it's a round table.
It's the station show.
Yeah, it's a round table. You have to ask Joey. I don't know.
Remember the one time we actually took over the morning show? We took over the morning show, and guess who froze up?
Yeah.
Guess who I think is all talk?
Up. He choked.
All talk.
He's tired.
I think he's gonna melt.
He's nervous.
In Greg's presence. Oh, we're great friends. I don't know.
Hey, big
the
fella.
Battle of the Wits.
You just worry about 6 to 7, okay? You stay in your lane. Wait for 6
I'm
to 7.
I'm on there with them. Yeah, we're going to talk hairstyles. We're going to talk makeup.
See, why
we're
are you doing talk. That? See, there
what
you
are
go.
Talking about?
Making
oh
it
God.
A gender thing already. Right out of the gate. Get yourself
who's
into
hot.
Trouble again.
I think we're going to do a segment of who's hot. Who's
I've
not.
Already seen the list of topics. Mookie Betts is in the first topic.
Who are the three hottest Red Sox players?
Well, you're going to sober up, dude.
Make it an agenda thing. All right, we'll do that tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Going out to a bar, and getting shmammered.
Shmammered. Who's the final round table? Third round table. Mutt,
Andy Hart,
and Andy Hart,
and Fitzy.
Good,
I believe. Right.
See, I'm staying to have dinner.
It's good.
You guys are welcome to stay with me.
All right.
See that? Let's have the Wolfpack. Let's see how you are. You don't. You don't even act like you want
to
go.
Hold on
to dinner.
Hold on.
Originally, it was going to be dinner for four. Now, with all the people on the bus with him, it's going to be dinner for 24.
He picks a random Thursday, and he's like, "You guys want to have dinner? You can't. What happened to the Wolfpack? Hey, listen, Steph and I are going to go out Monday night. You guys in?
We're in.
What's wrong? You don't want to come?
Well,
over?
We're already there. But you guys just Steph and Sarah. You guys live in the same neighborhood. They can carpool up. Uber up.
Yeah.
See, that's how it is.
Oh, stop
that's
it.
That's how it is. See how you are? I will say this. One more programming note. Lou is coming back that Wednesday night after we do our show. We're going to allow our wives to air all their grievances so they can bitch.
That'll be a
they
fun
can
hour.
Moan. And Lou, I guarantee you, will show up a little bit tipsy.
So this is the first time that you're going to sit and take a back seat, I'm sure, in your household and let your wife do all the talking,
so
right?
It's fine
for the entire hour.
Drunk past 11.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. We got a customer for you.
Oh, no.
Hey, Paulie in Dedham.
Hey, I heard my name actually a few minutes ago. What do you need me to do?
Hold on,
Paulie. What do you need me to do for X-Man?
Paulie, can you get to Foxborough at 11 o'clock, take the bus up to Encore Boston Harbor? Can you do that tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
With Gloria.
Yeah.
No, I'll be working. If it was a rain day, I could do it, but I'll be working.
Okay, screw you. Goodbye. We're looking for
bus.
We're looking for
bus, man.
I think there should be a code word. If you're listening to the show and you're one of the special one to hear this and you join, I feel like everyone should come up to me with like a secret word or maybe a secret handshake. Huh? How about that?
Secret handshake?
I want you if you're listening to the show and you're joining me at 11 a.m., the code word is Little Earl. That is the code word.
Little Earl.
No. Little Earl is the code word.
Lil.
If you don't say it right, then you're kicked off the bus.
You're off the bus. All right, let's go to the phone. You want to go to phone calls? We should.
Yeah, get back on track. You've completely
lost
control.
We're not taking phone calls tomorrow. Does Greg no phone calls, no text? Does he realize that?
He does now.
Okay. No phone calls,
it's
no
text.
It's
your show, Glenn.
No phone calls, no text.
Crack the whip.
It's, you know, it's our show. Wolfpack, remember? Did you forget already?
Show how quickly. Now I know who I can rely on.
Here's Dan. He's up next here on OMF. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, I got the perfect solution to the short yardage goal line situation.
Awesome.
He's cheap. He's cheap. He's available. You plug him in next week. We're good to go.
Go. Who is it?
LeGarrette Blount. LeGarrette Blount.
Where is he right now? I don't even know where he is.
He is. Speaking of Blunts.
He's available.
He's not passing any drug tests.
He was on Detroit last year. He's available now.
Yeah.
Solution. Problem solved.
Well, I'll say this. I'm guessing that he's probably not in the best game shape, but could it be a fullback?
Yeah, he probably put on about 20. Would you figure 20, 25?
Probably.
Yeah.
A fullback.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Because there's no question that they have red zone issues. You know, we looked at this number before. So the New England Patriots currently are 21st in the league this year in the red zone, 50%. That's not good. Last year they were 62.8. That was good for 12th.
And we bitched about that last year.
Yeah,
we thought
62.8.
That was bad.
And so 50% this year. But what if I told you they were 28th in the league at home? 42% at home.
So, see, you read that to me earlier. Now, should that really be that big of a deal?
Well, I mean, at home, we figured this team is a juggernaut. They play better football at home, yet they're in the red zone, and they convert 42% of the time. That's 28th.
Seems strange.
In football. 28th. Now, it really shouldn't surprise you when you start looking at the weaknesses of this team. You know, offensive line, running the ball, tight ends, no presence whatsoever. So they have an issue there in the red zone. And I'm figuring a week and a half of the during the bye, when they do their self-scouting, they can work on the red zone all they want. Can you just fix it overnight with what they have?
I don't think it's ever going to be high level, but I'm going to stick with my original assessment of this situation. And I'm looking at it as a coach, looking at my roster, looking at my personnel. Who can help me? There's one guy that they're not using. And we talked to Teddy about it, trying to figure out what the hell it is. Now, you look at that last game against Baltimore, and like Teddy said, like I was saying, but maybe he just wasn't part of the plan. Maybe this had nothing to do with what Brady was saying or what Bill was saying, or you guys want to dissect everything Tom Brady says.
No, the no-huddle, right, and his familiarity lack of is probably a reason. So now you've got the bye week. Would you say that he's got to be active for that Philadelphia game? 2 weeks here.
I'd say it's more than 2 weeks, because I would take into account the 2 weeks that he was on the practice field but not activated.
4 weeks.
Be activated.
Four weeks before a game.
I think if he's not playing, if he's not suited up and playing and part of the process, they hate him.
No, well,
then I will change my tune.
Okay, so what if I was to tell you that maybe they realize what they do well is the no huddle and a fast tempo? Is he ready for that?
Yes, he is. Yes. As long as he's not playing any of those inside slot position, wide positions where he has all the
hot reads. Well, that's Edelman and Sanu.
Yeah, let those guys handle it. And even if he is in the slot, when you want to switch it, just flex him outside. All he needs, can we not give him 10 passing plays and 5 run plays in 4 freaking weeks? If you can't do that, that's bad coaching. Then you can't coach him.
Oh, so Bill's a bad coach now.
Is a bad coach. Don't play that for
him. If he doesn't get on the field. Where's Philly? Okay, yeah. I just want to mark that down.
Yeah. What would you think? If they can't figure out a way to use, and even if he's, let's say he's dyslexic and he can't figure out the plays.
He's reading everything
backwards. Bring a specialist
in. Okay, hopefully he's better than Jacoby Myers, because Jacoby Myers has been there the whole time. And they run 3 wide receiver set, up-tempo, and the guy's on the field for 1 play. So 3 wide receivers, up tempo, no huddle, gassing them up left and right, right? Running routes left and right, hurry back to the line. Let's do it again. And they felt like they couldn't give one of those guys a series off and put Jacoby Myers in there. So they didn't trust Jacoby Myers to go into that situation. I mean, when you run up tempo, 3 wide set the entire time, you would think, I mean, hell, they did it the running back. It was Burkhead and White. They didn't run just White the entire time. So they gave Burkhead a blow, a White a blow. They didn't give a wide receiver a blow throughout that whole game. They didn't want Jacoby Myers in that no huddle.
Well,
I don't know what makes you think they're going to want N'Keal Harry, who's played less than Jacoby Myers in this offense.
That is a big answer to their problems, is N'Keal Harry.
Maybe.
I agree. No, he's the biggest.
They need him to be out there.
They need both their first-round picks.
They need him so desperately to be out there. And even if he – can he not be on the field for 20 plays? Honestly, do that one. Do the under and over for 20 plays, not catches, not targets, just 20 plays. If you have 50, you tell him he can't be on their field for 20 plays alone, just running somebody off. Hey, you're fast, you're big. Maybe they haven't figured you out yet. Just go out there and run a go. Run for nothing. It's called an RFN route or an SFN route. Sprint for nothing or run for nothing. What about the safety? Just run, Forrest, run. That's what he should be doing. There's no need. We're not throwing you the ball, so don't worry about it hitting you in the head. We just need to get your boots on the ground.
I think true reasoning, if you look at it, there clearly could be a reason that he just didn't fit into what they were doing last week. And you needed the extra defensive body because you were rotating a lot of people there. You're going to play the no huddle. You're going to keep the same personnel group. It made all the sense in the world. But if he's not dressed for the Philadelphia game, because I'm not sure you're going to sit there and do no huddle nonstop the way you did in this game and that one, and you've got 2 weeks to integrate him into some personnel group that you're using, then all bets are off. Then I would say good luck with your guy, because they just don't think he's ready. They think there's a real, maybe a learning curve issue, something.
Well,
then
they picked wrong.
Well, we try to read into Brady and Belichick's response. I thought Tommy Curran was on earlier today, had an interesting comment about it.
When we were exposed to watching N'Keal Harry play football for the Patriots as media members, whether that be minicamp or training camp, he was friggin' outstanding. So until I see him suck, until I see him going the wrong way, until I see him moping or malcontent, I'm going to go with he's still a good player. So I can't base it on the passive-aggressive stuff. No one's told me he sucks. I think on this one, we might be reading a little bit too much into Tom Brady's tone on and saying, okay, well, he's a hanging judge in terms of N'Keal Harry not being ready to go.
Well, the only thing I say to that is, we've been reading into Tom Brady. I mean, I don't really think you have to read too much into it when in a matter of, 2 weeks, every opportunity he had to talk about, weapons and veterans versus young kids, he said the same thing. I mean, it was clear as day. He was looking for veterans here. We were comparing him to Kyrie Irving. Right?
I can't do anything for anyone else. They can't do anything for me. So a lot of it's just trust.
I don't think we were really.
He wasn't pinpointing Harry. He was talking about young players in general.
How he feels about young players in general. So this happens to be a young player who has not been on the field in a football game yet for the New England Patriots, regular season game.
Yeah, and I think what Tom is talking about is
what changes.
Yeah, the media watching him, they saw, and we saw him for a little bit in a couple of those preseason games. You look at him going, oh, my God, athletic as hell. He's strong. He can get up on the ball, catch radius, all that other stuff. But what they're looking at, what Brady's looking at, when we're running plays, when we're doing specific things, is he making the right reads? Is he going to the right spot? Apparently, that's got to be the issue. Because by now, if he's a first-round draft pick and he's that freaking good, how is it he's not on the field? That's why he's got to be on the field for Philadelphia. If he isn't, major problems. Here's John and Weymouth next up on the show. How are you, John?
Hey, guys. First of all, I'm going over in that 22 and a half hours. This big time.
I would, too, because
I think he's got
drugs just in case. Yeah.
He is going to hit a pot where he's going to be so tired he'll want to cry, but after that he'll be so overtired he'll probably be up for another additional couple hours after he gets off.
He cries every day at 4:30.
The guys that are going to bear this burden of me being tired are Greg Hill and Dalen Keefe and Danielle, because I'm joining their shows from 6 to 10 and then 10 to 2 out with you guys.
Oh,
and then
God.
I got the Curtis. Then I got Curtis. I got Curtis and Ken from 5:30 to 6.
Oh. Well, I got a couple topics for you.
I'll use
that
those.
Show's no better than Salk.
That's not true at all.
Please.
Salk was terrible.
Stop. Mark is in Providence. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? So two things. I've been a longtime Sports Hub listener, and I never even knew you guys were on the air until about 2 weeks ago. I am so glad I don't have to listen to a bunch of 15-year-old boys anymore.
Well, there you
Thank
go.
You.
You're welcome.
Good job, Mark. Listen, big take on Gronkowski. A couple weeks ago,
Thursday night, he shows up on Fox Sports. He's his typical Gronk, having fun. He's going dark.
He's going
Fox
what?
Sports, he's going dark. Fox Sports, you know, allegedly has hired him as a commentator.
Yep.
He hasn't been on the air since then.
He's been
I've
on the
Googled
air.
It.
Well, he's got a new job. I don't know if you heard it or not.
He's been on the air every week.
I haven't seen him.
He's been on Fox Sports every week?
It's like fluff stuff.
So do you, yeah, think, that means you think that means he's coming back?
No.
I think it means he's coming back.
No, you're
I
not going to like you're not going to like what Lou's going to tell you. You're not going to like it.
Well, he
and
just,
I'm not one of these Pats
hold
fans
on.
That thinks that, you know, everything's all rosy either, but I do. I think he's coming back.
All right, hold on, Mark.
Well, is it funny you should say that, because recently, Rob Gronkowski's latest post-NFL venture is a sports game show on CBS. The show will be called Game On.
I love
it's going to air on CBS, and it's based off the British game show A League of Their Own. So he's going to take part in now a game show.
Yeah.
Well.
So, I don't, Keegan Michael Key of Venus Williams. That's the show that James Corden, the guy that drives around, does karaoke in the car.
Wait, that doesn't dude? Necessarily mean show. That the that 20% goes down to zero. I mean, I'm assuming this show has already been shot, produced, you know, edited. It's they already have them in the can.
Equal parts comedy and game show. The genre busting Game On pits two teams of three, captained by Williams and Gronkowski. Going to have comedians in there as well. Bobby Lee and Ian Carmel,
who?
And a rotating mix of sports stars, comedians, and celebrities against one another. Boy, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Sounds awesome.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Hey, listen, this is what he should be doing.
Yes.
Is this the easiest? Lou's going to be the only one trying to sabotage
him. I am.
Blowing
up
salads.
I want every one of his ventures to
fail.
Just fail. And then for him to lie down in bed one night. And realize he's a football player.
Not alligators, but crocodile. These triangular shaped things. They build them. They're huge.
Huts.
So, so here's what they do. Here's what they do on the British show, which they're going to apparently
no,
copy.
They're huge.
Pyramids.
Yes.
And they're going to copy here. They're going to go head-to-head in over-the-top physical challenges. Like seeing who can dunk the most basketballs over a tank of water while harnessed on a bungee cord.
You know what? I was on.
To take it on, also going to take on a sumo wrestler in the ring.
Yeah. See, here you guys. If you guys may
wearing
not know
one of
this.
Those big costumes.
I was on a game show when I was in college.
You've told the story before.
And it was called.
What was the name of the show?
It was called Storm the Castle.
Storm the Castle.
It was a knockoff of another Japanese show. When you know they put all the contestants through all these stupid little. You know, obstacle courses, and they have, you know, you get your feet tied, and they turn you into a bowling pin, and they knock you down. So it's basically the same thing. See, this is something that in the host was just said, okay, here comes Lou. Okay, oh, Lou, look out. Oh, here comes Glenn. Go get him, Glenn. Go get him, Glenn. It's right up his alley.
Perfect. So here's the other problem. It's going to also include trivia questions. Gronk's going to have to answer trivia questions. But
animals have humps on their back.
Canoe. Camels.
Wait, he's the host. Why would he have to?
No, he's not a host.
Wait, so he's
He's not a host. He's the captain of one of the two teams.
They're selling this.
Yeah, Keegan-Michael Key is the host.
Oh, so this is him and some of his friends.
Yes.
I thought he was the host.
So I'm looking at the questions. Here are the questions. Which of these athletes was the largest baby when they were born? So Gronk can answer those questions.
You know, I say Shaq. It's usually the big ones are little babies.
Which football player cried the longest after winning a championship? Well, Malcolm Butler before losing a championship, right?
Before the game.
The answer to that, but that would be the wrong answer.
Who had the longest cry during a national anthem at a Super Bowl? There you go.
All right. 6 months. So that's Gronk's new endeavor. So does that change the 20%? We move.
No, it stays the same.
You're okay. Right. I mean, listen, they're probably
he's a
already
contestant.
Done.
He's not a, probably a already host. Done. Plus, he does it once and he's done. It's like
the continent where the Nile runs.
Egypt.
No, the continent, not the oh, Egypt man. Is in what the big old place. I am blank American.
Africa.
And they do a bunch of shows in one day. You're right. That's what you did, right? When you were doing it?
I took a bunch of shows in one day? No, it was one show, but it was so long and big that it took us 2 days to shoot it.
2 days to shoot one of those little game shows?
You've never heard my story of the castle?
I have heard the story.
You've heard
yes,
it before.
Stole the
have
castle.
You heard this?
Save it. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Yeah. Danielle,
I'm
going to
play it. I'm going to play it.
For next Wednesday.
At 1 a.m. Here, Christian Fourier's. game show experience.
All right, 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls right here on OMF Next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back to more of Ordway, Marloney, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
He could end up being the best in-season acquisition this team's made under Belichick. And the reason I say that isn't because he's the best player. You know, Aqib Talib could make a claim to that back in 2012. But I think that what he can bring is what will push them towards winning. They have a Super Bowl. They have a team that is equipped defensively to win a Super Bowl, more than equipped defensively to win a Super Bowl. They don't have it on offense. The arrival of Sanu brings them that much closer to being a team that has a Super Bowl winning offense, or at least one that's capable of it.
Tommy Curran, he was on earlier with Dalen Keith. That's quite a stretch. The biggest midseason acquisition Bill Belichick has ever made. I love Mohamed Sanu. I think he's exactly what they need. Possession receiver. I've even heard all of the debate last week because Emmanuel Sanders looks like he's healthy, and he's a better deep ball threat. To me, Sanders just allows Brady with a porous, questionable offensive line to unload the ball quickly, and I think he's great, but is that not a stretch saying the best midseason acquisition
ever? When you first said it, when you teased it, I thought he was going to say just best acquisition. I was like, wow, there's been a lot. That's not it. He's
Revis?
Not it at all. No, but as far as mid-season, I think that's the key.
Revis was
mid-season,
off-season.
What was Revis? We need
off-season.
Yeah, he's off-season. Aqib Talib was during the season.
Talib, I'm sorry. Talib
would,
yeah,
Talib would
Talib.
Be one.
Yeah,
when they picked him up from Tampa Bay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think what my options are, and you know, Talib
doesn't happen much.
And Talib was suspended for a while too.
What's up, boo?
So I mean, sure, I can't think of another guy that. And I would also say there was such a glaring need; it was so obvious that they were searching for somebody to play that they'd already missed on Antonio Brown, and they gave up a second round pick for Mohamed Sanu. I mean, I feel like that's unheard of.
No question, he is a huge addition. You know, I mean, you probably would have had Josh Gordon back, but I think this guy's more reliable. You feel better moving forward with him. You know next year you have this guy as well in the fold, and he's a good player, and he's perfect for what you're looking for.
He fits
in. Remember,
in
the offseason, you went after Cole Beasley and Adam Humphries for a reason.
Right.
You were looking for this type of guy kind of underneath. You weren't looking for, Julio Jones, or I mean, you take him, but an outside guy, AJ Green. You were looking for somebody inside, like Edelman, right? So you were looking for. So it's perfect.
So we had mentioned before they need an Anquan Boldin type of guy, and you brought this up yesterday, and you're right. That's what this guy is. That's what he is. Okay, and if you look at Emmanuel Sanders and try to compare him, and I sit there and say Emmanuel Sanders is good receiver. He's a much better deep threat. But with your porous offensive line right now, do you think Tom Brady's got time to get back there and throw it deep?
Not unless it's max protect.
Right. Long developing play.
Well, I mean, because that's – and then it turns into a two, possibly three receiver route. I mean, that's what you're looking at. So, and in order for you to pull that off, because there's the bang-bang play-action play, which he does real quick, turns around, hits a guy doing a crossing route. And then there's the long Peyton Manning-esque fake – where he goes off to, and he takes another five steps back, and he really kind of cocks it and lets it fly. They don't do that. At least I haven't seen them. I mean, they haven't had much success. Even the James White catch on the sideline, that wasn't like your deep bomb that you're that you're used to seeing.
No, I think
Dorsey. But I think it goes up and down with him. I think some years he's, I think he's got the arm strength. I mean, but it's just, they're not calling him.
But you don't have an offensive line right now to give you that protection. I mean, and you can't throw the ball deep to Dorsett right now, right? He's probably your best deep threat.
I don't know. I was expecting more from Dorsett overall.
Let's say they got, you know, and I know Isaiah Wynn is coming back, right? But you could have said Josh Gordon and N'Keal Harry are coming back. But what if you did get a left tackle instead of Mohamed Sanu? Would you feel better?
No.
And then when Isaiah Wynn comes,
why? I had no trust.
If you got Trent Williams instead of Sanu, you wouldn't feel better?
I had no trust in Gordon, though. You're talking about Gordon being part of that equation, so you still have Gordon. You can't trust. You know, anything could happen with Gordon.
Does your run game get that much better?
Well, when Isaiah Wynn, who played guard in college, comes back and plays, you know, guard. You know, he can come back and slide in there in the rotation.
So there goes Tooney. There goes Shaq Mason. Take their spots. One of those. Is Tooney going to go to center? Take Karras out?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I would rather have the skill position players and devote more resources, backs, tight ends, to providing protection. I feel like that would be a greater upside. I feel like they've done that multiple times.
I think he's a great addition, but I just think you have a huge hole at the offensive line. And hopefully Isaiah Wynn fix it. You know, and a guy that, you know, showed well for six
quarters. What do you think is more likely?
Is that he gets
N'Keal
hurt.
Harry makes a difference or Isaiah Wynn makes a difference? Who ends up being more impactful? Really?
Isaiah Wynn, yes.
If you can stay healthy, Isaiah Wynn.
Isaiah Wynn.
I'm assuming both guys are healthy.
Isaiah Wynn. Because I know he's going to play. When he's healthy, he's going to. I tell you what, Isaiah Wynn won't be inactive the first week he's able to play.
No.
Okay, so he's going to play.
Dallas game.
N'Keal Harry might run out there for a few snaps. I just don't think he's, you know, unfortunately.
20 plays.
I just don't see it.
Against the Philadelphia Eagles, he is a plus or minus, you know, one or two 20-play guy.
Under 15 catches.
I'd be amazed.
Okay, so
if he is not out on that field warming up, and if people aren't taking pictures and monitoring his whereabouts on that game, and he's not suited up, I mean, what are we doing here? Okay. Why are we even doing this?
Okay, but if you're looking at 20 snaps during the course of the game, if Wynn plays in this game, if there are 72 offensive plays, he's playing 72.
He isn't. What those guys is cycle him in slowly. Also,
well, he'll play a majority of them.
He'll take a bunch of possessions.
Yeah,
he'll go back and forth. You're going to start the third possession. You're going to start the first possession in the second quarter.
Yeah, but
we're going to start you the first possession of the second half.
You go look at the list. They've been using these guys virtually in every play so far this year. The other thing we're failing to realize is that Shaq Mason is not the same player because he's had some physical issues. Now, apparently they're getting better. The same thing with Marcus Cannon, who has been struggling a little bit with physical issues. So they're going to have to get healthier. Ted Karras is what he is. He's okay, right?
Well, you know what? This is why the bye week comes at a perfect time. And I always feel like it always comes in the middle of the season. You start really evaluating them. Yeah, but there's eight teams that still have a bye week left. There's still a bunch of teams that I think that's late.
Yes.
I feel like most teams, they should all have their bye weeks in before the ninth week.
Well, it was weird, right? Because when the bye week started, it was like two teams. And now all of a sudden, I think in a couple weeks, it'll be like four. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, they just, yeah. And I think like week 10, 11, 12 is a lot of bye weeks.
But haven't you noticed that the Patriots always seem to get it in the middle of the season? Week 7, week 8, week 9. They never get it early. They never get it late.
Six teams on a bye
this week?
Six
teams this week, including the Patriots.
So that Sunday slate is going to be pretty light.
Broncos, Texans, Jags, Patriots, Eagles, Redskins.
Well,
why would you do that?
Boy, a lot of bad teams right there, Lou. Everybody's going to be playing this week. See, there you go.
The worst time was to have it the first week of the season.
I did look it up for you, and you were talking about the bad teams in the National Football League.
Yeah.
So right now we have seven teams who are playing under 333 ball, okay? 333 winning percentage. Under 333 last year we had overall in the season, because we can only judge it for the overall season, seven teams, same as this year. 2017, we had eight teams who played under 333 ball. 2016, we had seven teams. So basically, they're on a track to have seven crappy teams in the National Football League, which, according to the records, they have every year.
How many times do they have teams 222 or less?
I can look it up for you, but I saw a bunch of them. You had Cleveland not winning a single game, winning one game. You had a bunch of teams that only won two games in the last few years. I just went through the whole list.
I'm telling you,
it's not much different. I'm telling you, it's not different.
Teams are 222 or less.
You have what?
There's seven teams right now. I think of 222.
Seven teams are under 333 right now.
Okay, well, 333, okay. Then I can jump up to nine. Right. In that range.
Okay, I will bet you right now, we can have a bet on this, that in the end there will be seven teams under 333, and that's what you've had in every one of the previous years. Matter of fact, in 2017, you had eight sucky teams. I just think it's perception, and we're seeing a lot of these teams, and we personally, the New England Patriots, have seen them, and the one thing I'll give you, you've seen sucky teams with backup quarterbacks and third-string quarterbacks, so they look worse. In the end, I think you're going to see similar type of win and loss pattern in the league. I don't think it's that much different.
And by the time the season is over, water will reach its true level.
Yeah.
And I think everyone will kind of be like, well, it isn't that bad. Because I sit there and look at the league, I'm like, the league looks great. There's always a bunch of crap teams, and there's always a bunch of, you know, middle dwellers that kind of live right around 7-9, 8-8.
Do you guys
like
don't
that.
Think there's more crap?
I feel like every year we have the same conversation.
We talk about this every year.
List the crap
and I'm looking
last
at
year.
The numbers, and the numbers bear it out.
I know, but so 333 is what, five? Five wins? Is that what you're basing it on?
Yeah, I have to look it up.
I mean, five wins or less? It's 313 if you go five wins. 6-10 is 375. I'm telling you there's going to be five teams with two or three wins. So, yeah, I mean, I'm 5-11. I don't know. How many teams are going to go 5-11 in this league? I'm saying that there's a chance that like nine teams don't. Which, so, call me crazy.
Yeah, but
I think there's
crazy.
More crap really, in the league this
how,
year. Okay. I think there's awful
we can do this
football teams
in, we do this
in
baseball. We do this with baseball all the time.
Exactly.
But so I don't see it's no different than any other year. I mean, if you want to take the last 30 years, if you really want a good idea of what it's like, you're always going to have four or five, six really good teams. So every now and then, a team like the Buffalo from a couple years ago when Tyrod Taylor was a quarterback, make the playoff, go down and play Jacksonville. I think the final score was like 9-6. I mean, I know, Tyler, you were down there. It was freaking ugly. And then they, you know, but they're 9-7, so they make the playoffs. And then the rest are, you know, 7-9. Something like that, where they, you know, there are two or three games away from being respectable. But
I actually think if you look at the NFC right now and you line up the playoff teams, you could have a stretch there where any one of those teams could make it into the Super Bowl. Is that fair? The NFC. Now the AFC, I think it's going to be New England or Kansas City. Some people think Baltimore.
The NFC probably has two teams in every division that you look at and say, yeah, they're okay.
NFC.
In the AFC, like one.
Yeah,
you know, couple, whatever. But yeah, I mean, no, I'm just, there's good teams. I'm not saying that, I'm just, I feel like the bad teams are historically bad.
Because I look at
compared to the past.
I look at the AFC and Buffalo could make the playoffs this year. They made it 2 years ago at 9-7. But they're not going anywhere. You know, they're not going to go anywhere when they get into the playoffs. So if you look at these different teams, the AFC, it really comes down to New England. And Kansas City, is Houston or Baltimore? Let's wait it out and see a few weeks from now. It might look much different than that. And Kansas City's going to get their quarterback back. But in the NFC, it's loaded at the top. It really
is. It's going to be great.
You already talked about it. New Orleans is the best team in the league. I agree with you. But then you've got Green Bay, even Minnesota. Minnesota's quarterbacks played great here. It's been terrific.
Yeah, and I would even say, you know, a lot of these the NFC teams, the way their season ends, because they have so many good teams. Like the Patriots, their last two games are Buffalo and Miami.
And then Cincinnati before that.
So.
Jesus.
I mean, listen.
Buffalo will be a good game.
Buffalo
will need that game. They'll need it.
But will the Patriots?
Patriots will need it because they need the number one seed in this thing. They can't go and play. Would you feel comfortable about this offense going and playing on the road in the playoffs? And I know we said this last year, and they went out in Kansas City and they won.
Yeah, if they rattle off a couple wins in a row, they might be in a great spot anyway.
Yeah.
Right? If they can sit there at 10-2, closest team might have four losses by then anyway. So, you know, but yeah, that'll be a good game. You know, Buffalo. So, but Cincinnati, Miami would be a joke. Yeah, the NFC, I think, has the NFC you don't know about. I think that's fair.
It could be a surprise team. I would not be surprised at all if the team the Patriots are playing a week from Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles are the team that represents the NFC. They're battle-tested. The coach is good. And how many times have we said this? Coach makes a dramatic difference. Quarterback is good. They're, you know, they lost to DeSean Jackson, so that's a problem for them right now. But they're good. And, they're getting healthier.
And could we have a primetime Buffalo Patriot game?
Ooh.
Because that game doesn't have a time attached to it, so it could be flexed.
It could be.
Correct?
Could be.
Could be for the division.
It could be. Look at that. It could be. That's what Sean McDermott's putting on a bunch of T-shirts. Guys, it could be. Go get them. It could be. You could take your moment. This is it. I got to do Ray Lewis voice. What would Ray Lewis say to the Buffalo Bills before a game?
I get excited for my crowd. Because every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment.
Just play.
Nobody can judge effort.
Who calls? Nobody can judge effort.
Let me tell you something. If tomorrow wasn't promised, what would you give for today?
Who calls it my crowd?
Who calls it my crowd?
It's Baltimore Ravens crowd.
I'm talking about a foundation.
He's got a statue in front of him, and it's him. And you, when you go to that stadium, I don't know if you've ever been there. So on the right, as you're walking in, on the right hand side, there's Johnny Unitas.
Yeah.
And on the left, it's Ray Lewis.
It was burning so bad that I took a shoestring.
What? What was that one about?
From one of my shoes.
Who knows? What is he talking about? Anyways.
And you go down the street, you get the Boog Powell, you'd be a nice old...
It's just such a difference in personality. Here's Johnny
I turned
Unitas.
Around and put both of my hands on Jacoby's chest.
I would like to hear Jacoby's version of this story.
You think it might be a little different?
I think Jacoby would be like, yeah, man, I don't know what the hell he was
doing. Could be a little different.
Speaking French.
It's a possibility it could be a little different.
A leader leads.
A leader leads. All right, we got Last Call. It is coming up next.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, now stretch my thumb.
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
So, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or carsforkids.com. Simple as that.
All right.
Chicago Bears. There was such promise, hope. The Bears. Going into the season, everybody thought they were the best defense in the league, right? Fair to say?
Yes.
Best defensive player of them all, right?
Khalil Mack.
There you go. Defense has been so-so. Their offense has been horrendous. And the poster child for why the Bears are so bad is Mitch Trubisky. He is taking all sorts of heat because they are in the last place in the NFC North, and old Mitchell is not handling it well.
You mentioned this positive mindset, to use your words last year. If you maintain the zero dark 10 approach and just hearing certain messages as opposed to things that noise.
Yeah, I've done pretty good with that. Trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off because you got too many people talking on TV about us and what they think about us, what we should do, what we are and what we're not. But they don't really know who we are or what we're capable of, people, or what we're going through or what we're thinking. It's just the outside viewers looking in. And so, tunnel vision, earmuffs, and just come to work every day and try to get better and get back to what we know we're capable of doing.
The Bears! The Bears!
Mike, can I tell you?
It's actually a pretty good approach.
No, I think it's a terrible approach.
Why?
Because what you
television
do is...
Television is not
no, you
a
don't
good
take, you don't say, I'm taking the televisions out of here. We're putting the earmuffs. No, what you do is you use it as motivation. What do you mean, Jesus?
Come on.
You use it as motivation like the New England Patriots do. Then you succeed, and then you can throw it back in the face. When you sneak into the playoffs as a wild card team, and you sit there and say, and you guys didn't think we could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what you do. You don't play it this way. I want to take the TV.
Yeah, but in order for him to do that, there needs to be a history of success and proving people wrong. He doesn't have that. Mm. It's that if you want to be a bully, you can't go into a fight without ever being in a fight. Like, that needs to happen before you become a bully.
Boy, they really liked him in Chicago last year too when he first started playing.
How quickly, see how ugly he got in a hurry.
Cam Newton,
boy. Wow.
Oh, and, yeah, Cam Newton to Chicago.
And Mike Nagy, he was a great coach. What happened there?
He's not a QB whisperer. I love all these guys are QB whisperers when they have guys like Brady and Peyton Manning and Drew Brees. Of course, they're savants, too.
But Trubisky's acting like, you know, his life is over, career is over. How about
always
this kid? How about this kid? And I kind of feel bad for him. He's only 17 years of age. He's a big, huge star playing Fortnite, you know, and he's doing great. And guess what?
He downloaded something. What is it? Like, it's an automatic. What is it called?
It's called an aimbot.
Aimbot. What? So it automatically aims. So all you got to do is hit the button and it aims for you.
Is that kind of like getting the cheat code in Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man?
It's like exactly like that.
It's a cheat code,
very
huh?
much like that.
Wow.
Yes.
So how'd they catch him?
So he got it. How'd they catch him, Ryan?
They caught him because he posted it on his YouTube channel.
Oh, that's good.
That's smart.
Oh, well, hey, good. Yeah. Well, then he deserves everything he's getting.
Now he can't 17. Compete on Fortnite.
So he's banned. He can't compete at all. He's got to play with Price all night. David Price, right?
He's crushed. Yeah.
What's he going to do? So here he is. He got banned for cheating, 17 years of age, and he can never play Fortnite again.
And, of course, I would never think about doing anything like this again. You know, when I was making those videos, I never thought about the consequence.
What?
Uh-oh.
I never thought about the consequences that could happen. I just thought about entertaining you guys. You know, the amount of happiness I get from playing Fortnite every day is crazy. Like, just waking up and being able to play the game, it's just so much fun. This also makes me so sad, but I love this game so much. I'm still gonna love this game.
Oh, what a fake crier.
So hard.
Because it's fake,
it's Kyrie.
It's hard because it's not real.
No matter what happens, like, I just wish I could have known how badly I was messing up, because I would never have ever thought of even making those kind of videos if I knew that this could have actually happened. I know now how big of a mistake this was, and like, it's just, there's nothing I can.
Oh, stop it. I can't take it anymore.
So wait, he made money by cheating.
Epic Games, you know, I know how big of a mistake I made.
Okay, I'm done with this kid.
Honestly.
So it's 17.
You don't like that? I cheated from my fans.
No, he
cheated for you.
So he learned
not for me, for you.
At 17, he learned a lesson. He's not sorry. He's sorry he got caught.
Yeah.
No Fortnite.
That's what he said. He's sorry he got caught. That's all.
Well, everybody, but everybody always is. Nobody, because they would churn themselves in, Lou, if that were the case. If they were, you know, felt bad, they would churn themselves in and say, sorry, my bad.
So hard.
So hard.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't play Fortnite.
So much. I'm still going to love this game.
Go outside, sunlight. It's good for your body.
He keeps hard.
Play baseball. Little cricket.
He keeps around. Pick up a basketball. Run. For Christ, do something.
I got bed sores on his butt.
Epic Games, you know, I know how big of a mistake I made.
Oh, that is a fake cry. Can we just admit this is a fake cry?
Yes.
He's saying it's hard because it's hard to push out tears. Tears are hard to push out when you're really not sad, mate. Or is that Australian?
He's watched some Kyrie on opening night there in Brooklyn. He watched some. He picked it right up. Okay, you're done, kid. Okay, your career is done. Your life is done. Okay, useless.
Now it's time to get a real job. What's echoing here?
Why are we getting an echo?
That's weird.
Everybody's getting an echo.
It's probably my fault. Which mic? Other mic?
Mutt, come on.
There you go.
Check, one, two, three.
Mutt, you new in the business there, buddy? Trying to find the mic?
What's this, radio? What are we doing here?
Yeah, radio. How are you, Mutt?
It's like his go-to line, good. Right?
Dude, the radio. I pulls on everyone at the station.
I invented radio.
Yeah, I was here first.
I did it first.
Well, who are you?
I farted on the air. I pushed Johnny down the stairs.
I did everything.
Never pushed Johnny down the stairs.
You definitely did.
Are you so? What's your deal with N'Keal Harry? When are you going to give up on this ridiculous claim he's going to help this team? I heard this again today to open your show where you're saying he's going to come back and help them.
Yeah.
Brady does not want to play with this kid. He has said it over and over again.
As Lou said,
we're not making this up. Listen to Brady's words.
Agreed. Okay,
Brady has said this for weeks now.
What is this? What is this? The Mutt and Maloney show all over again? Hey, why don't you guys do a round table next tomorrow?
What's on tap? We can do what's on tap.
Let's do that.
The cafeteria. shut up over that stupid sound.
They didn't put him back in a round table.
If he's not suited up, I mean, just kiss him goodbye. But I'm going to say 20 plays at least. 20 plays.
Oh, that's a stretch.
20 plays against
their
the Eagles.
Red zone is so bad as you
they
guys
don't have a
out.
Choice.
He's not going to help, but he's not. So he's going to jump in now all of a sudden, help them in like the most important
he's been
area
there
of the field.
All year.
The red zone.
Wait, hey,
N'Keal.
Hello.
Yeah,
I
been
don't
around.
Trust him. Go get in the red zone first.
Yeah,
and
go
five,
get open,
I'm
kid.
Throw it to you in the corner.
Hey, Dale. I almost said Dale. Hey, Glenn. See how quickly he turned on me?
Isaiah.
See how quickly? Hold on. Wait. Did you see this? See the way these two. Like two peas in a pod over
so
here.
So you're on with him next week, right?
I mean,
it's part of your 25 hours?
Yes.
Oh,
so next
Mutt
Wednesday,
gotta,
right?
Week from
tonight?
A week from tonight. You and
good.
I.
Good luck.
We got a great lineup, though.
And Mutt, you get
we do?
I got to share it with you. I got to talk to you about it. Yeah,
does that mean Andy Hart will not be here that night?
You will not have to deal with Andy Hart. That's all I can tell you.
It's the greatest no Mark news of all time.
I love Andy Hart. Andy Hart was great the other night. You two are going at
you
it.
You have any guests?
He's
going to
bring. He's going to bring you some real special guests.
Larry
not
Bird.
Phony, not these
Larry
phony.
Larry Bird.
Not these
good
phony
get,
special
buddy.
Guests.
Yeah, right.
Nice job. Oh,
man.
Who's your
finally
special guest
through.
Tonight?
Andy Andy Hart, huh? Andy Hart. I'm going to get after this Nikhil Terry. It's all Patriots, man. Patriots, Patriots.
What does Andy think?
We'll find out at 7 o'clock when he joins us. Here you go.
If you missed any of today's show, remember you can listen to the entire program, the radio.com app, using the new Rewind feature. If you still don't have the app, just text APP to 37937. Bus leaves in Foxborough at 11 o'clock. Everybody aboard. Make
I'll
sure
be
you
there.
Join
come
the big fella.
Little Earl, Little Earl.
Lou and I will meet you over at Boston, at Encore Boston Harbor. We'll meet you there, okay? All right, we're out of here, gang. See ya.
Over. We suck.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.